All right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, for the past 10 or so years, we have chosen our games by randomizing them.
499-ish times, it feels like.
Plus, yeah. The fiction is we randomize the everything. But yeah, let's say 499 times plus.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of games,
mm-hmm.
right? Which means there's not enough really left to randomize, which means we're down to the process of elimination.
Okay.
There's only one game we haven't covered.
Oh, I thought you were talking about methods of randomizations, because I was going to suggest an egg. But if...
Oh, well, I mean, I...
We have done all the bad games.
We have done all of the bad games.
That we want to buy.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend $40 on Bell and Wonderworld.
It goes on sale for a lot less. We could actually
afford that. Like, is a lot less 20? Or is a lot less, like, 8? Because I don't know, man.
It needs to get sub 10 for me to feel justified. Yeah.
It's got to get pretty down there, because that's... But yeah, in terms of things we feel like buying that we know about.
Yes, yeah. And so there's just one, and let me just reach in my back pocket here. What do I have?
Why?
It's a one. It's an egg.
Oh, it's an egg. No,
you saw it was inside of it. It's got a wand inside. Yeah, it's the wand of Gamelot.
I can see inside of eggs.
Yes.
Mostly it's just like gunk when it's inside there. It doesn't look like
goop.
Yeah, like it doesn't look like very much.
Yeah.
We call
you Gary the Candler.
Beaks.
Yeah.
It's gross. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
You're listening to Abject Suffering. Abject Suffering, we will fucking kill you. I don't have my randomizations in front of me.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that one, which I like. It's once, twice, three times, four times, 500 times a lady. It's Abject Suffering.
That's us. If we sound different, it's because we are recording into a portable recorder.
Because we've become men since the last time we recorded. Yes.
Yeah, a little bit of hair on my chest. I went through mega puberty.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to pounding your mushroom forest, bro. Because it's a dinky fish.
We're recording in a hotel room. We're in Milwaukee. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we sound kind of different. We don't have like game facts and stuff in front of us.
No.
But it's 500 of the main show.
Yes.
And so we decided, you know, since we just got the CDI online, able to emulate that, why not do Wombat Gamelon?
Yeah. It's very famous. There is stuff to talk about. And then a bunch of other things happened.
Yes.
In my mind, I was thinking about pitching this on you. Because we had other recording we were going to do and maybe we'll still do later and everything. We had an mm-hmm. interruption, which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, it'd be kind of fun to do this at the end of the day and like maybe grab a beer, you know?
Maybe.
Like, and I was thinking about that. I don't really drink anymore, but it just felt appropriate,
uh-huh.
you know, or like pop a champagne for episode 500 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of dumb shit happened, which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
So now we're not doing that. So instead it's more like a regular episode, but we have some fun special features.
We do.
Coming in addition to just talking about the Wand of Gamelon,
mm-hmm.
Which is bonkers.
Yeah. You know what? It wasn't as unfunctional as I expected it to be as a game based on the CDI games that we played previously.
Out of the two, it's the more playable one.
Or even like Little Devil.
You know,
compared to Little Devil and the wacky world of Eugene Levy's Golf.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a game.
It's a game. It's a side scroller. It's not fluid.
No.
It's you're still controlling it with the CDI input and its input lag.
I'm going to throw something out there. My contempt for most modern Zelda mythology is such that I probably would rather force myself to play through this than Skyward Sword.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least it's surprising.
The long play of this is an hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah, it'll go quick. We watch all those cutscenes. They're real weird,
mm-hmm.
kind of racist, and like very unpredictable and surprising.
Yeah.
Unlike Skyward Sword, where nothing is surprising.
Yeah.
Like, what if Zelda had gone in this direction?
I don't know. Maybe.
Other thought I had watching those cutscenes, there's no reason for this stuff not to be incorporated into the Zelda timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this has exactly as much claim as anything else. It's so stupid to be like... This doesn't count with this timeline.
Yeah.
Like, in this economy? Doesn't count. Yeah. But this does count. This is the good, you know, the Minish Cap, that's the good continuity, but this is the bad continuity.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna throw out something incendiary, and maybe this is reductive, but I don't think you can deny that it's a factor, which is, I think that one of the main reasons why this was so roundly rejected, aside from its crummy quality, right? But I mean, especially just the reason it got this reputation is because you don't play as Link. No. I think that there's a certain amount of, I'm not trying to be like smug liberal, yeah, like, aha, the answer is sexism, but I really think that that might be a factor.
People,
right?
People were unhappy about that. Yeah. I remember that. Like, it just being, you know, really shocking.
It's like, it's a Zelda game and you play as Zelda? What?
But yeah, it's silly. Yeah, I get it. It's silly for people to have that freak out, mm-hmm, about it. It introduces like a lot of elements to the Zelda canon. There's a bunch of cities named. You kind of see what their home life is like.
Yeah, you know, and I haven't played like, you know, a lot of the, you know, basically anything past Majora's Mask, really, you know?
It's not, yeah, none of it's really worth it. Like, there are things that are fine. I played a bunch of the portable ones that are fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but you struggle through the like, absolute C-minus shithole of Minish Cap, and you're like, well, yeah, this is cute, but this is not very good.
Yeah, but the fact that the king goes missing and Link goes missing looking for the king, so Zelda is searching for them on this island of Gamelon or whatever it is, and like, yeah, okay, it takes place in a different, you know, different place, but there's also Koholint Island. And,
yeah, there's a bunch of those.
Oracle of Seasonia and Oracle of Aegistan.
Oracle of Aegistan. The Game Boy was a place for vacation, mm-hmm, for our characters, like Sarasahala Land.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Koholint Island and stuff. That's where our characters went on vacation. The CDI is like where they went on vacation as well, but it wasn't a good
vacation. It's where they go on vacation from their vacation.
It is where they go on vacation. It's like more like a National Lampoon's vacation when they go there.
Moose out front.
We were in the lobby and when I was in the airport, somebody quoted just more data points to your side that Christmas vacation is huge.
Okay.
I was in the lobby and this like really gross looking rich dude was standing there talking on a cell phone, and he was just talking. And then one point he goes, there's an RV, Clark. In the middle of this thing, and I was like, shit, man, that movie is way bigger than I thought.
Yeah. I feel vindicated.
Yeah, you've been vindicated many times over. At this point, it's not very graceful of you to keep bringing it up. But it's, yeah. Moose out front, I told you. You went to a garbage town, like wherever the Hotel Mario is. Isn't CDI, there's just like some weird, gross little scummy island. Yeah. Like the birthday boys with the guys who invented Tab, who were like, they lit fly in the same plane.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Keep holding hands and touch, like kissing and stuff. The two brothers who invented Tab.
Yeah. But this is just a real slow, clunky 2D platformer. You can mouse around. Yeah.
Did you play the other one?
No.
One that's kind of like it's more competent than this one. It's like overhead. Yeah. It feels more like a Zelda game.
Huh.
It's not good, but it's better.
I know that they came in too, because that was another thing. Like this was Nintendo attempting to partner with Philips before the SNES CD fell through. Was the SNES CD or Famicom CD? That was Sony, right?
Yeah,
that was Sony. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah, this is just them licensing it out.
Yeah,
to people and then regretting it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like these cutscenes, like we kind of alluded to it, like, this is the Philips CDI style we've established, right?
When you expect it to be like Don Bluth Dragon's Lair animation, there's probably a great CDI version of Dragon's Lair,
mm-hmm,
you know, that works just fine. But you need like a good animator. It, you're bringing in a different artistic discipline.
Yes.
And it feels like they didn't.
Yeah.
It's not like I don't know how to animate things, but the consistency from frame to frame is not there at all in a way that makes it feel like maybe I could. I don't know, like I might have been able to pull this off with paint or like Mario paint.
Yeah.
The camera just doesn't stay in one place. It's real weird. Like there's not a point of view to any of the scenes.
No, and like everybody is talking. So like a thing about like a lot of animation is like you want to save on frames.
Yeah.
You know, if you're doing hand to hand, so like as much as
hand to hand animation, hand drawn animation.
Yes, yeah. I got
you were thinking of Akumite.
Yes, I was. Yeah,
you made a mistake.
Sorry, no, I'm distracted. But I was thinking hand drawn and frame by frame. You want to keep as much of the stuff still, yeah. So you don't have to put a lot of time in.
Well, and also when people are talking, a lot of times they aren't wildly gesticulating constantly.
We were sitting there on the couch watching those cutscenes, and we were just mimicking the movements.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we weren't doing that, we were just being perfectly still, like people are.
Yeah. You know, like they tend to do. Like, maybe shift weight a little bit, you know, re-rack the nuts. Yeah. But, like, you know, it's just,
A non-stop, like, stretching, squashing and stretching, but not to relocate your full body.
Yeah.
Just your arms and legs just kind of waving and wavering and getting bigger and smaller, like towards and away from the camera.
Yeah, moving toward and away from the camera against the same fixed background.
Sometimes floating in front of it. Like not always, you know, from waist up, which would make sense, but sometimes you're just like the bad guys are standing in the middle of a painted background.
Yeah.
Like to suggest.
But they're like, no pixel on this can stay still, can go unchanged from frame to frame for whatever 10 frames per second they have.
Like Dr. Katz, but taken to an illogical extreme.
Right. But like even Dr. Katz like had forms and it was the lines that were
wiggled, but the characters didn't. Yeah. It's real silly. Mm-hmm. If you've never seen it before, which you have, because it's internet famous,
yeah. But
you should check it out, especially if you're, you know, let's say you're new to the internet.
Yeah.
Welcome.
It's weird that this is your first stop, but we're honored.
Thank you. But I'll start from 500 and count my way down. Time to learn about the internet. Where are they going to explain URLs?
I'm lost here.
But you should look at it. And I think the whole compilation is like 8 minutes of all of them.
Yeah.
And everyone's seen him talking to the king and him wanting to bomb Dodongos.
Yeah.
But you should watch the rest of them because they introduce a bold new cast of like weirdos and racial stereotypes.
So many Jewish stereotypes in
there's something about how this person draws that makes them look like horrible World War II.
Yeah.
You know, propaganda.
Yeah. No, it's real. Like they pulled him from like a zine in Montana in 1992. The animator is Ruby Ridge. Yeah. That's weird.
She seems nice. And there's no effort. Another thing that's real weird about this with the cartoon is there's no effort other than the principal cast to match the voice to what the character would be like.
Yeah.
So like, you know, at one point Zelda rescues a fisherman. He was stuck in a fish's head, whatever. She comes and saves him and he comes out and you think he's like a grizzled old man. He doesn't have a shirt. He's like an old fisherman. Mm-hmm. You know, like you put a gun up to your head and you're like, do an old fisherman voice.
Arr,
yeah. You're not going to like this, you know. I'm sorry I did that. I won't do it again. Like, he talks to you, and he becomes a blacksmith. Uh-huh. And you put a gun to someone's head, and you say, hey, blacksmith voice, and they're not going to do, they'll do a voice.
Yeah.
This is none of them. They're choosing the third way.
Every single time. But it's very clear that there are three people, that there are two males and three female in the cast.
Yeah. It's Oblivion rules. It's pretty weird. But again, now that I'm older, like, I much prefer this. Like, imagine... Mm-hmm. Imagine if we just sat down and put in like Juan of Gamelan all cutscenes, right? Imagine the value proposition of doing that and then putting in Twilight Princess all cutscenes.
I mean,
hell,
I would only do that like if there was a hose connected to my exhaust.
Yeah,
and it was coming in the window.
Yeah, good way to peacefully go to sleep forever and take everybody with you. That's how you get a midsummer happening.
Yeah. We can't prove they didn't do that.
Yeah, that's how I get a free trip to Sweden if you do that. I'm pretty sure I get an A for this hotel stay if that happens to you. that's the way I can't imagine any person that this wouldn't be better for.
Yeah.
Like, at least it's interesting,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
as opposed to just, it's a wolf. Like, you see its paw, and then it zooms out. It's in the moonlight. It walks up. It howls. There's music. Yeah. I don't know. It's unpredictable in a way I like.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, not terribly insulted by the play. It's just the problems aren't with the game. It's with the CDI.
Yeah.
You know,
it was not a system for that kind of thing. It was made to play like Encarta.
Yeah.
You know?
No. It was made to take a tour of the womb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we have, in addition to this, which we did that, we don't have game facts in front of us and stuff, so there's no game facts gold or anything. But we have a story, and then we have listener questions. What order do you want to do those in?
Let's do the story.
Yeah, we don't end on a bummer note.
Yeah. An unresolved note.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So I drove up here. You flew out.
Yep.
Just because I'm like 7 hours away. Whatever. Drove up here. And I was kind of thinking the whole way up. This is the first time that we have been, you know, at one of these events for, what, 3.5 years? Mm-hmm. 4 years? Something like that?
Maybe not quite that long. But, like, yeah.
It was 2020. It should have been, yeah, 2020. So three years. You know, three years and change. And I was thinking, you know, normally all this travel really, really wigs me out in terms of anxiety, you know. But, like, thinking the whole time, this is really stress-free. I, like, even remarked to you about
that. You said it. Yeah. Right? It was very comical. You're like, this is going great. I can't believe how few things have gone wrong. The timing was pretty good
yeah.
on that.
So we got in yesterday, and then today we had to run an errand, and I'm really happy that we did it because, well, we're going to find out.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. Like, if that hadn't come up.
If I didn't know until Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been rough stuff.
So we had to drive kind of far away. So, like, oh, I've got my car here. You know, let's just take that instead of taking a lift. Cool beans, right? So we go to the parking garage, and I go to the wrong floor. Like, oh, my car isn't here. Oh, I misunderstood. Mezzanine, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
we go searching up and down the first 3 or 4 levels of this garage, right?
It's worth also noting there's a level called mezzanine that just happens between 1 and 2.
Yep.
For no reason.
Yeah.
That I could tell.
So I was pretty ready to call it. Just, okay, can't find my car. Obviously, it's a Seinfeld thing. Just lost it, right?
Yeah.
And nothing. We got to place, like, matches the note that I took. It was the level, the side, all of that. My car's not there. I'm clicking the little dingus on my car keys. Nothing. No honk. No nothing. And I was like, oh my God, my fucking car got towed. I did something wrong, you know, and you were telling me it's better if it gets towed than boosted.
Yes.
Right? So you still had to run your errand.
Yep.
And I didn't want to keep you. I was like, I'm just going to resolve this. We'll reconvene later. So I go down to the front area with security and say, hey,
somebody showed up there?
Yeah. So there was a guy just on the first floor.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause you left. So Gary's out of the story.
I'm out of the picture completely.
You're 30 blocks
down. I'm out stealing cars. oh shit. I should have.
Yeah.
Oh no, the mystery solved.
So I'm like, hey, you know, did you guys tow a 2021 Kia Soul? Because that's the car that I drove. They said, no, what color was this? Oh, it was gray. He says, well, we had one car get away. I'm like, okay, get away. And I was like, you know, they just, they drove.
Like it's a daycare.
Should have used the buddy system. Yeah. Yeah.
Your one job.
So I go. One second here. Sorry.
Okay.
This will make a great omelet. Here. Thanks.
So he says, okay, go to the front desk and, you know, file a police report because your car is gone. Your car.
Okay.
My car has been stolen.
It's been boosted.
It's been boosted.
Okay. Please use the cool terminology.
It has been boosted. So, you know, you saw me. I was pretty, I was freaked out.
Yeah.
Right? Like, just I was like real nauseous and all that. I'm just like, oh my God, just what's, because I'm 7 hours away from home.
Yes.
I don't have a return plane ticket. I'm effectively stranded.
Yeah. And you also, it's also worth noting you have a bunch of stuff. All of our con stuff is here.
Yes.
So even if you did get a plane ticket, it'd be a huge pain in the ass.
Gigantic pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to give away all that con shit.
Yeah. I mean, which would be good anyway, but we don't want to give away our banner and stuff, which we'd have to if you had to take a plane ticket home.
Yeah.
Like it'd be a liquidation.
Yeah. So, everything must go. Who needs a duck feed banner?
Yeah.
Do you want to start your own duck feed franchise? So, you know, I got to call the police to get a report in, and I've got to get my insurance done. Well, whatever. It took forever. You're right. You were out and back again by the time I was done with the police. And, you know, while I'm there with the police, they want to see the security video. And, you know, they figured out where it was because the people who took it, they didn't, obviously, they're not going to steal a, you know, an $18,000 car and then pay $20 to get out. That's psycho behavior. Yeah. So they blew through the arm.
Okay.
And, you know, and I went and looked, and they still hadn't fixed it. Still just like a little bitty arm.
It's such a weird thing if you work at this place and you just like you come into work in the morning and you're like, oh, somebody stole a car.
Yeah.
Like the arm's been broken. Uh-oh. Yeah. I don't know. It feels like you should do something, but I don't know what it would be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, maybe like, okay, arm's been broken. When did that happen? Oh, that person, that they totally blew through the car. Okay, let's maybe find out who owns that and call them and say, hey.
It seems like a way to do that. Like they should. Did they? Did you see the video?
Yeah, I did.
All right. So, a question, and I'm not making light of your plight.
Okay.
Was it kind of badass? Like, because you have to get up to at least a little speed to go through that, baby.
Not really. Like, no. It was badass in the act, just because, like, oh, you just.
We should, like, I mean, this person sucks, but they are cool.
These people.
Ooh. Okay.
So
Bonnie and Clyde.
So they roll the camera back. The reason it wasn't cool was because they didn't really, they just kind of like pulled up like there was a car behind them and, or there was a car in front of them and they had to wait for the car to go. And then they didn't try to sneak in behind
pass, like going two people through a revolving door.
Right. They didn't get like a real long run up to actually get to speed. So it was just kind of like, and then out. The reason I say it's badass is because who hasn't thought about that?
Oh yeah.
It's kind of like stealing a cop's gun.
Yeah.
I was talking to the cop, you know, they were filling out the paperwork and I was just like,
the universe owes me this.
Yeah.
The I love, if there's ever like not a thing stopping you from not paying for parking,
mm-hmm.
I'm always like telling Liv, like, just go. Like, there's not a thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, were they going to, you know, I don't know. So yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So they roll the camera back and we see the two people walk in. You know, it's that they were obviously, you know, like concealing their identity, you know, mask on, hoods up, you know, all of that. Just and I thought they looked kind of small.
Okay.
Okay. Like young.
Okay.
Okay. So I didn't remark on that, but I just kind of, you know, just like, well, whatever. Two young people took my car. They were working together.
The young person and his companion.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, it's gone. I really don't think it's going to come.
Well, it's going to get chopped up. Like that's what happens with cars is my understanding.
More information.
Oh, great. Okay.
I don't know if these people have the wherewithal. So, I'm, you know, lines out. I'm going to get a car rental, drive back. Even if if I have to pay for it and just get reimbursed later, fuck it. It is what it is. And at this point I'm like, I'm, you know, hundreds of miles away from home, nothing to do but what we came here to do.
Yeah.
Right. We're just going to record shows. We're going to talk to people.
There'd be nothing to,
Yeah. Why would I decide to feel bad about this?
Yeah, we've already paid for this. It's up to you.
So, well, you know, I think about this and just, I've got some more like stuff. I'm texting with my insurance agent or whatever. Just like, man, I could really go for a beer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go into the bar that's across the street. And I sit down at the bar and the bartender asks, what do you want? And, you know, I was like, I'll whatever. And then she asks, how are you doing? And I said, well, I'm doing terrible. My car got stolen.
Mm-hmm.
She looks at me and she says, oh my God, the Kia boys?
The Kia boys. Oh, no.
And then, so I'm sitting here at the bar, group of people over here, group of people over here. And they're like, wait a minute, the Kia boys?
Yeah. Okay.
And then another bartender comes up like, oh my God, the fucking Kia boys.
There's Kia boys about.
There's Kia boys in this city. So
anywhere.
Here's what I learned over the drink that the bartender comped me, but I tipped her $5. So the Kia boys, there's a documentary about them on YouTube.
Really?
You can look it up.
Whoa.
This is a Milwaukee and somewhere out in Washington. Like there are like two active like groups of Kia boys. Okay. for the past two or so years, very young kids, like 14 or 15. Okay.
Artful Dodgers.
They are not able to drive themselves. Okay. Not legally able to drive, but I don't think they care about the law very much. They have learned about this popularly known exploit. So recent model Kias and Hyundais are so easy to steal that municipalities are suing Kia and Honda for the design defect because it is such a drag.
Wow. Okay. On like, yeah, on like local law enforcement. And yeah. Such. Yeah.
You know, it's like people know that they can take them, and then this is just, it's taking up our resources.
Does this documentary tell you how to pay it forward and become a Kia man?
I didn't watch the documentary. I just confirmed its existence.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good watching.
And they were like interviewing the kids, and I looked at it and was like, that's the fucking same shirt.
Wow. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw on the thing. I'm surprised the cop didn't tell me about this, but yeah.
If there's a documentary about them, doesn't it seem like the cops should be able to go get them?
They were fully masked up. They had masks. They had
some even, they had the, even in the documentary.
Yeah.
Oh, smart.
Yeah. You know, so this is a TikTok thing. There is a Kia and Hyundai challenge, you know, just like showing how to break into these, and TikTok is spreading it. Now, when I called my mom, to tell her like, hey, my car is stolen. I'm okay. I didn't get jacked or anything. It was taken from the, you know, basically the report, but try and reassure her. She said to somebody who was in the room, it's a Kia. And this is before I heard about the Kia boys.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's just like, oh yeah, Kias and Hyundais are being stolen. And I thought it was just like a Fox News thing. Like Tucker Carlson, you know, saying the transes are coming to get your.
It's very hard to know what to be scared of.
Yes.
For real. Yeah.
Yeah. So I wrote it off until six people around me were like,
oh no, that's
the
Kia
fucking
boys.
Kia boys.
That's incredible.
I know, right?
A TikTok steal a Kia hack challenge. Wow.
Yeah. So that's why when I came in, you asked how I was doing. I was like, you know, things are working or whatever. I was like, oh, I got,
tell
you,
you
know,
no,
I'll
that's,
tell
that's
you more.
Amazing.
Yeah. Cause we got Kia boys.
Huh? This is a boring question, but I'm asking anyway. This has probably influenced your decision of what car to get a replacement of.
Yeah,
right?
Probably.
Like, you don't want to just once bitten, you know, twice shy. Like, you don't need to do that.
No, I mean, and that's one of the things. I was sitting at the bar while I was drinking that beer, you know, just like looking through stuff. Just like, do I actually want to get, you know, because I like the Kia Soul. Think about a Kia Soul. Looks like it is a small car, you know, from the outside, but it's real boxy on the inside.
Yeah.
You can see me in person. I got wide shoulders.
Yeah. Right? When you pulled up to the airport to pick me up, I recognized your forearms.
Yeah.
No joke. Like, I was like, those look like Cole's forearms.
Yeah. You know, it's just, it weirdly intimate, but okay.
it's what happened.
Yeah. But just kind of like, oh my God, because every other, like, even like, you know, my brother's like big expensive Jeep or whatever, looks real big. You get inside, it's like,
you know,
like my head's going to pop through like I'm Dino from the Flintstones.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. A tank.
Mm-hmm. I need to get a tank.
Yeah. Got to get something big.
Yeah.
Like big on the outside, big on the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So got no idea what I'm going to get when I get home, but yeah, that's my story.
Yeah, man, that sucks.
And we have the whole weekend ahead of us.
That's very discouraging, that you parked it in like a parking garage, which seems like a secure.
That's
why you park in a parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, random crime,
you know, but like I was feeling bad before this, you know, before I learned about the cable, it was like, oh my gosh, what did I do wrong? Like, I know that I know my neighbors with it. I know that I locked it because I always lock it so it beeps twice.
It does
the car honk, right? You know, just I'm paranoid about it to the max. And I was like, oh my God, just like what I'm trying to find a way to blame it on myself.
Yeah.
But when I find out that it is the Kia boys.
They're a force of nature.
Yeah.
You can't be blamed for
There's
the Kia boys.
There's nothing to be done.
When I assumed it got towed, I wasn't trying to be like, you fucked up parking. Assumed like, oh, there's some esoteric rule.
Yeah,
or
there's some
mistake.
Just misunderstanding. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You know, because that kind of thing happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no, Kia boys, nobody's safe. No, Kias are safe. Or Hyundais.
You know, Kias and or Hyundais, yeah. No Korean cars, just completely off the
books.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, I wasn't on board with that long TikTok, and now I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
That's teaching people how to become Kia boys.
It probably seems like a moderation thing
to
me.
And can we see some Kia girls?
You know, that's what I'm
more
wondering.
More Kia girls.
You know, I'm like, probably, you know, I've got to go through a whole hassle here, but I'm just thinking, I feel a little bit less bad if it was a Kia lady.
Yeah, I would feel
rolling
good.
Up, just sashaying, you know?
Yeah, it'd be empowering.
Yeah. You know,
for you and for her.
Yeah. Fuck it. I am the patriarchy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shit. Take what you need, but need what you take.
There, you go in my car, girl.
So I still think they probably are stealing it and stripping it because that's what people do with cars. It's the way to not. That's why nobody can find a car.
Yeah.
Like in TV shows and movies, if somebody gets a car stolen, the cops take it seriously and they're like, yeah, we're going to find your stolen car.
Yeah.
And then in real life though, it's like, it's going to ship a Theseus into brand new stuff that we can't trace.
Yeah.
They're too smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, they're going to scrape the vent off of it. It'll be. So
it sucks.
There's a whole bunch of stuff that's still up in the air because like, what if they do find it and I'm back in Ohio?
Yeah.
Do I have to come get it? Do I have to give my new lease back? Like,
you know what fucking sucks in that kind of situation? The Noah Gervais, the critic I like, has a story in my favorite video of his, which is about Postal. He's talking about toxic masculinity. Mm-hmm. He's talking about how he bought a big 70s muscle car and it got stolen and was joyridden and then set on fire.
Oh, wow.
Then the cops did find it and he was really excited. And then he found out that it had been set on fire. So they put in an impound lot where he was being charged every day until he can move his on fire car burned to undrivable condition.
Yeah.
And then all of to get it out of the impound lot, he had to get the documentation, which is in the car, blown up. It's a great story. Like it's worth listening to, but like, I don't know. I don't put that kind of shit past, you know, impound lot people.
Oh no. Impound lot. Yeah. It's the fucking worst. Yeah. No, if they find it, it's going to go to the city lot and then I have to come back up here, I guess.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ludicrous. No, take a flight if you can and then drive back.
Yeah. Yeah. But it just, for fuck's sake.
You should look for Kia Boy eggs if you do end up doing that.
Yeah.
Because they can put their clutch in the wheel well. And then as you go, I do not
need to spread these back to North Central Ohio.
No.
Yeah. The funny thing, you know, along with that documentation. So everybody I call, you know, okay, what kind of car is it? What color is it? What year is it? Et cetera. And I ask, well, what's the license plate number? I don't fucking know my plate numbers, dude.
Yeah.
And it's like, I wish I could look at it and tell you, but.
Yeah.
See also the reason that I have called.
Yeah, I don't have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've got the VIN number. I fortunately have my proof of insurance in my wallet and not in the car. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you're listening to this and you stole Cole's car, go to hell.
Man. Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty cool, but don't do it again and also feel bad about it.
Yeah. Honestly, props, but also fuck you.
If you want to donate a car to the Patreon, only if you stole it. Nobody do that. Yeah. Cole's got insurance. Nobody give Cole a car based on this.
There are systems in place.
Yeah, there are systems in place. Not trying to cheat you out of being a double car man. Just, I would feel real bad if somebody was very generous and was like,
yeah, no.
You paid money to have a car replaced.
Yeah. That's part of the thing.
Act of Kia Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless the Kia Boys themselves, though, they can remunerate.
Oh my God. No, but I figure they're going to use it as a toilet and.
Yeah, and then strip it for parts.
Yep.
Might joyride it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible stuff.
There was no gas in it, though.
Ooh.
I was going to gas up on the way out.
Kia Boy trap.
Fuckers.
Yeah, that'd be great. They get stranded. Maybe we'll see them. We'll walk down the street and see like two Kia Boys holding their thumbs out in front of your car.
Yeah.
And we can pick them up.
Guess what, assholes?
Road haul them. Punishers. The podcast Punishers on patrol.
1 second. This might be my insurance people. Hello?
Do they like the one to game on?
Hello? Yeah, no, that's not
okay.
Sorry. This is how fresh it is.
Yeah.
So.
I wanted to see. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that it's all going to work out.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is good to hear.
So it's like I say, nothing to do but jack off with glue.
Yeah. And you got a way home.
Yep.
One way or another.
Yeah.
So
if I have to rent a car, I have to rent a car. Fuck.
Yeah. You'll get your money back.
Yep.
Yep. That's good. Yeah.
How about you?
I'm fine. I went to a pharmacy and it was fine. It was kind of in a weird neighborhood. I got mildly uncomfortable because I got accosted several times by people. And then got into a Lyft where there's a three-way conversation loudly about insulin and diabetes. And it was
just uncomfortable.
Just a little uncomfortable, but nothing compared. I got a little overstimulated because I'm a baby sensitive boy.
Yeah.
Not because of any reason.
Yeah. Yeah. The three-way phone call.
Yeah.
Nightmare.
Yeah. It was real weird because when I got in the car, I was like, how are you doing? And then she said, great. And usually Lyft drivers aren't on the phone. They're not supposed to.
Yeah. But you're not going to cop on them. Yeah.
So she then immediately, I guess I'm doing it now, but you can't track her down.
Yeah.
Unless she was the Kia mom. But then she, so she immediately was just like, can you believe that they won't give the thing to Marcus? And I was like,
no.
And I said,
Marcus?
I said, no. And then I realized, then somebody else talked. I was like, okay. Yeah, I should shut up. I guess I'm being rude here.
Yeah, this isn't time for my shtick.
Yeah. It was also a thing, too. This is a very bland observation, but blocks in the city are really long.
They are.
I was looking at it, and I was like, oh, I could walk home. Like, it'd be nice to get kind of a walk in. And I ended up walking, like, 15 blocks and then getting a lift because it was not close.
Yeah, yeah.
And it got sketched out.
These are, like, long, not probably not, like, at that long, but it's, like, New York-shaped blocks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, the rectangle blocks.
Yeah.
Went by a huge mansion that was for sale.
Ooh.
That we should buy for the duck feed compound. It has like statues of knights.
Ooh.
On the second floor and stuff. Yeah. Like I think that'd be pretty cool.
Well, I got no way to leave the city, so I might as well put a down payment.
Yeah. or break in. I don't know. Crime causes crime. Like I just, at this point.
Let the circle be unbroken.
Yeah. What are you going to do? What are they going to do? You got Kia Boyd. And not by Kia Boyd, the salesman on the off ramp. I'm going to ask us some questions here from our Slack people for the 500th episode of Epic Suffering.
Okay.
Brennan said, what is the worst game that you've ever played to completion? And I'm going to throw a rider on that because if it's just for the show, that feels easy.
Uh-huh.
What's the worst game you played to completion, not for work?
Worst game that I've played to completion, not for work. I don't know.
I'm including streaming in that too. Challenge mode.
Oh, fuck. I mean, that's not challenge mode. That immediately gets it open. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think of just like an insultingly bad streaming. Nope. I've got podcaster brain.
I was taking streaming away from you. Actually, was my intent. Oh. Like non for work. I was considering that work.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can't.
Like for pleasure. What's the worst ship you've gone down with?
The problem is, I mean, like we cut bait.
Yeah.
That's kind of the, I can't remember the last time I just kind of like
didn't used to
fucking hung around, but yeah. I don't know. I finished, here it is just recently. I don't know if it's the worst, but this is recency bias, but I saw it through cause I wanted to play the sequel, Chaos Head, the, visual novel that just got its first translation. I'm, you know, pretty in the pocket for visual novel shit.
There might be time travel there.
Yeah.
Or multiple worlds, one or the other.
Well, but never both and never anything both else.
Never neither.
Yeah, yeah. It just was really weak the whole way through. I thought it was going to pick up because other ones do. Nope.
No pickup.
Yeah. No. So maybe not the worst, but the most recent. How about you?
Ghostbusters, the video game.
Oh, yeah.
I always use that one. People like that game. It's fucking weird. It just got remade.
Yeah.
It's awful. I hate that fucking game.
No.
I don't understand why people like it. Zach Hanlon, shout out to Zach. Has there ever been a randomization that you had to back out of during a recording? There are three from Zach.
Yes. So. I can't remember. We're pretty good about going with it.
We'll steer if it gets into a gross spot.
Yes.
So no.
Yeah.
No. We'll steer out.
Yeah. But
there was a randomization. There was the Lost episode. There was like Wright and George Floyd stuff. There was like a
that was an episode. There was you opened up with a character.
Yeah, yeah. There's the character about the lichens and the werewolves.
Yes,
and then there were parallels to current event stuff that made it feel grody.
Yeah,
but then we ultimately put that out with a disclaimer. So the answer to that is no.
Yeah.
Zach also asks, if you could throw something at the designers of a game that you hated, what would you throw?
You know, there's nothing funnier to throw at somebody than a half empty can of beer.
Yeah.
Specifically half.
Fuck you, Malkovich.
yeah, exactly.
I was thinking to confuse them, assuming they're on dry land, a life preserver.
like a big round one?
Yeah, like a white, big silly with the cartoon. Red stripe. You know, like. Yeah. I'll save you. And just
blow a foghorn.
You know, what? Zach also says, do we need to talk more about toes? I think we talk enough about toes.
Yeah. Toes are fine.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know,
I got no particular animus towards toes.
Yeah. Wouldn't line up for them, but
I just think they're gross. I don't want them. Throw another shrimp on the Barbie. Toes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, I feel like we're talking about toes just the right amount.
Do you think, like, I know the answer to this, but I probably learned this later in life than I thought. For a long time, I used to think that our feet would work just as well if instead of five toes, we just had one, like, articulated mega toe. You know, like an action figure. Like how
how
Wolverine has a toe. And then I realized, like, no, sometimes you kind of lean to your side and stuff. It is useful to have multiple flanges there, but it'd be a nice compromise if you couldn't have any toes.
Yeah.
You know,
Just what kind of genie are we wishing on here?
It's not so much a wish as a curse, I guess. Like, yeah. Or an accident, like a thresher.
Like, but if we lost our toes, if our toes got Johnny Tremaine.
Yeah, yeah, Johnny Tremaine. Like the because you, when you're young, I remember not thinking that you really needed your toes. Uh-huh. Like, it was just like, this is dumb. Yeah, you could just walk around on your feet. They're flat things you stand on.
Yeah.
And then I realized, like, no.
No, you fall forward. You got to run.
Forward. Yeah. Yeah. If you run, if you have to, you know, you do anything. And then get tippy toes out of there. No little piggies.
Hmm.
You know, nobody's going to market if you do that. But yeah, just one big toe or like two toes like a Ninja Turtle. That
yeah,
might work.
That might work.
Two toe
yeah.
might be the good, because it does feel superfluous. I uh-huh. bet you my ring finger toe doesn't do anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that the ring finger's getting called up.
No.
No, they're not getting called up to the majors anytime soon.
No.
The thing is,
I like the idea of the toes being called the major. So as toes do better, they get closer to the big toe, and then the big toe retires and gets re- then a new pinky is born. Imagine four toes on a cliff. Like, one toe falls off. This is exactly how time works.
It's weird that you're thinking about ways to, like, bargain away your toes. Because for me, like, the only reason...
You want more toes.
No, I don't want more. Okay. The only thing that I would want to change about my toe situation is if there was a potion I could drink that would stop toenails from growing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That stuff's gross.
Yeah.
You ever hurt yourself with a toenail? I've, like, straight up cut my leg. Ooh. Like, it's just no good.
No.
Like,
yeah. I've worn through sheets with them.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
Yeah. Which implies that I'm running in my dreams like I'm a dog.
Yeah. Don't wake him up. Bad luck. But yeah, I don't know. Fewer toes might be all right. Kay says, if Zoodog took the angel quiz, would it make it to heaven?
I think it's a Moses situation.
Mm.
I think he can lead people to the promised land, but he cannot enter himself.
That's sad for Moses.
Oh, yeah.
Never really thought about that before.
I mean, it's not too soon.
Yeah. No, not too soon at all. But just, yeah, I guess I didn't know that about Moses.
Yeah.
Don't know a lot about Moses.
Oh, yeah.
What was the game, and this is probably in Abject Suffering, was the most and least fun to get to play?
Most fun was Contradiction.
I was going to say Contradiction.
Contradiction's
too.
Really
Contradiction's
good.
Contradiction's great. Yeah. Like, that's really good. And it's a mystery solving game where you do detective work,
mm-hmm.
which is weirdly rare.
Yeah.
Like, in most of those games, you don't actually do detective work, but you, the player, are actively calling people out on lies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's neat.
Yeah.
That game's great.
Yeah. Worst one, that gender bender visual novel thing.
That's really bad.
That was really bad. That like, was that really was bad. Just straight up unpleasant.
That was, yeah, that was really grody. Zombotatoes, really grody.
Yeah.
Microphone jack.
Oh, yeah. That one made you motion
yeah,
sick.
Yeah, that's yeah. That's really grody. Yeah, and physically unpleasant.
Yeah.
You know, most of them are just boring.
Yeah.
Dr. Interrogative says, why is Zoodog?
That's not for me to answer.
Yeah, that's a question for Lord the God. Yeah. Zach Hanlon says, the creator of Bubsy just died. Show some goddamn respect. Also, since Bubsy is clearly unsuited to video games, where would you like to see him pop up next?
I think he'd be a good food mascot.
Sure.
Yeah.
I would like to see him tour several different art retrospectives. Like, just do that. That's his new thing.
Yeah.
You know? He'd be a great food mascot, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Bubsy, what, like a fruit roll-up?
I'm thinking some manner of, like a spicy thing that otherwise wouldn't be spicy.
Mm.
Like a spicy energy drink.
Oh, ooh. Yeah, like a Flamin' Hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought that Flamin' Hot movie was a joke, and then found out it's actually a very serious biopic about the creator of it.
That's dumb.
There's a Flamin' Hot... well, because it's apparently... Oh, you just walked into my trap, my friend. It's apparently a success story of like a Latin American business success who like, but it's also contested.
Mm.
It's real weird. Like it's, you know, I was just like, haha, Flamin' Hot Doritos, you know, Cheeto the movie.
Yeah.
But it's apparently a real thing.
Huh. Yeah, we're just kind of in like a bit of an era for the overly serious biopic about like the creator of a thing.
And Tetris came out today.
Oh, it did, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's another Abject Suffering adaptation of K.
Maybe, we also already did that.
We like, did, yeah, pretty in depth.
Yeah. But maybe.
I'll watch the movie probably because it's a neat story.
But. It's supposed to be not bad.
Yeah,
cool. Yeah, so it's the gamers got mad about it because the reviewer had not played the game. And even normal, even gamers who were not ordinarily that got like pretty mad like about
cranky?
It. Yeah. They're like, oh, but come on, Tetris is everywhere. And I'm like, yeah, but who fucking cares? Like,
yeah,
you're missing the point. Like the point is you're not granted virtue by having this literacy.
And like, what can playing Tetris
teach you about the story of industrial espionage, Cold War espionage?
The cool stuff about Tetris, aside from its perfection of the game, is stuff that they would present in that movie.
Yeah. It's real silly. It'd be like somebody that Michael Jordan movie, and somebody's like, "Well, you can't like review that. You never played basketball." I'm like, "Well, you know, I don't know. It's not really about that. It's a person story. That's the point."
Yeah.
Cole, pull up a random page of TV Tropes, please, on your phone.
On my phone? Fuck. Is this a guppy thing?
Nope. This is a request. This isn't a question, Andrew Taven.
Oh.
But this is a request, Andrew Taven.
I thought that. You're saying that like you want people to dox it?
No, I don't. It just is a screen name.
Yeah, I'm pulling through here. I don't have any TV Tropes tabs open.
All right, I can
on my phone.
I can try to do it.
Yeah. No, I thought in the past that Will had like just torture read to you from TV Trip tabs that he had on his phone.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, this is us going to a random page. And talking, I'm gonna do random trope. Here, okay, naughty bird watching is the trope I got.
Oh, okay, yeah. So person goes bird watching in order to be able to peep and Tom.
Let me see. From Mr. Roberts, there's a quote here. Mannion, she sure is taking a long time in that shower. Wiley, yeah, honey, come on over here by the window. Insignia says, don't do it, honey. My answer is Insignia. Don't do it, honey. You take your own sweet time. Stefanowski says, there's another one over by the wash bin taking a shampoo. Insignia says, yeah, but why the hell don't she take her bathrobe off? That's a stupid damn way to take a shampoo. This is the use of binoculars or telescopes for prurient, non-ornithological purposes. Typically consist of men ogling women who are busy getting undressed, taking a shower, or having sex. A favorite activity of the peeping Tom. See also binocular shot.
One second, I can't answer this phone. Maybe it might be insurance. Hello?
Duke Onclid betrayed the king.
I know.
Strike the head of the portrait to enter Onclid's chamber.
Thanks.
Sorry, I interrupted you. Yeah, that was the police. They found my car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Ongoing. This episode has like a beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah. So I need to look up where this is, but they found it. May not be able to start it because of the USB steering column thing, you know? So.
Did they say it does look damaged?
There's damage to the front right, they said, but it's drivable. Oh. So I don't know. I got no idea what this means for ongoing plans, but.
Yeah. Well, let's wrap this up real quick.
Yeah.
Like very fast and then take care of that. And then if I need to. We got friendlies in town. I can go set up.
Yeah.
If you want to, we can multitask.
Cool.
I'll tap one of those guys. Let me get these last few questions here in. Mm-hmm. And everyone will understand. This isn't a shorter episode or anything. This is fine. Are there any characters you've been working on? Cole, you've been working on any characters?
No. I'm working on my Kia boy.
Yeah, I'm working on the Kia doll. I've been thinking about somebody who goes around collecting when people bet their sweet bibbies.
Oh.
Like somebody who collects them. but I don't have anywhere else to go with it because I don't know what it is.
Bills do.
Bills do. I'll get your sweet bibby yet. Who are our favorite Game Facts weirdos that we found over the years? I think Grammatical King from the Chiller episode is hard to beat.
Grammatical King is very difficult.
He's real good.
Beat. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that I have anybody else off the top of my head.
There's also like fakey ones, like Casket Darkfire was only good in the beginning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rizana says, if you could form an X-Men/Justice League out of the game gremlins you've covered over the years, who would you say would be on the team?
This is just another version of Forces of Good versus Evil.
Yeah, we've been doing that. You'll have to reference.
Yeah.
The game gremlins. It's a good name.
Yeah.
For it. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, obviously, Crick would be the Professor X.
He's already got a lot of Professor X qualities to him.
The DNA lineage, all of that.
And the guy who created Chakan the Forever Man is like a Wolverine character.
Oh, very much so.
Like, he's a vigilante.
Yeah.
You know, like grifter.
He doesn't care about intellectual property rights at all.
No. I love him for that. And our final question here. What licensed properties, food or otherwise, would you like to see a video game adaptation of? And I'm going to say, I'm going to limit this to food.
Yeah, food.
Like, imagine food and then colon the game. What do we want to see?
Food mascot games?
Not necessarily a mascot.
Oh, what food?
I want like 1942 Blitzkrieg or something like that.
Yeah. Man, what food is entertaining enough? How about let's get some kind of like something to do with Fun Dip? Like maybe you're a detective and you use Fun Dip to
fingerprint. Yeah. Do you know about King Cakes?
No.
It's a New Orleans thing. Jeremy has sent me one for the last couple of years. The idea behind a King Cake is it's cake that has a tiny plastic baby in it, and whoever gets the slice with the baby,
it's a Mardi Gras thing. Yeah,
you have to buy the next King Cake. So I think you can do a game out of that.
Yeah, you know?
Except like maybe it's a real human child, like a giant King Cake, like a Double Dare.
you gotta bake the boy into the cake.
Well, no, you bake the cake and then the boy gets inserted into it. Yeah. Like with a frosting gun or something. So I'm gonna go either Blitzkrieg 1942 or King Cake Chronicles.
Yeah, and I'll go with the Fun Dip case.
Fun Dip Detective. Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. Thanks everybody for listening. We appreciate you. 500 episodes. Mm-hmm. Appreciate all of your support and all of that all throughout the years and going with us on this Kia Boys saga.
Yeah. I need to go because I need to take this call.
Yeah.
So if you can do the outro.
Yeah,
thank you.
Take care of it.
Thanks,
man.
Everybody. 500 is amazing.
Yeah. Cole's going to go talk to the police or the insurance and talk about his car. Hello? I'm going to tell everybody about my secondary podcast network I'm starting that nobody gets to know about, and I don't want Cole to know about it. It's called Feed Duck, and it's a coal-free network, and I hired the Kia Boys to distract him. No, I didn't do that, but I did get very close to this microphone to make that joke. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate you. Go ahead and over to patreon.com/duckfeedtv if you'd like to support us, and leave us ratings reviews on Apple Podcast or Podcast Addict. We do really appreciate that. That helps us out a lot. Big thanks to Gwen, our producer. We love her. She's great. And big thanks to everybody who we met in the Midwest Gaming Classic. And until next time, watch out for the Kia boys. And if you have a Kia or a Hyundai, sell it because it will be stolen. Thank you.